Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation by calling 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. That's RealMSCLEO. You can also stop by and like us on Facebook, Conversations with Cleo. Small business creativity and community with a generous complement of spirituality. Now go on, go grab you something to drink, cup of coffee or tea, and come on back so we can start the conversation. Wrote most of the CD, sitting, thinking, sighing, dreaming, crying under she. Tall glass of ice, Coca-Cola on the side, a bag of barbecue chips, pen and paper, rustling leaves, chimes, glistening sunlight. I feel safe, quieted and tranquil. Never really paid much attention to her in the beginning. I respected her grandeur, her wisdom, her experience. Too smug or too stupid to be humbled by her presence, her power, her gifts. Ah, and how she loved me. Even when I didn't show love back, her patience for my loving recognition endured. While I wonder, could I have risen to such an occasion? I sound selfish, I know. She loved so many. Why do I believe I was special? Because she showed me so. The signs and the lessons shared without judgment, why count when the list continues? Carved initials, a poem about love, a wild orchid, and assorted tokens of life. Strange, but not really. I had no idea how important Mango would be until I lost Anne-Marie. I miss you, Mommy. So used to run into her to dry my tears, listen to my rants, and to love me like the Creator made me. That's what she said, and that's what she did. When she left, there was nothing but space. No matter where I ran, I had no place until I found myself under the mango tree. My first tears fell on that day while I sat under the tree, waiting for a phone call I really didn't need, because I already knew sometimes it sucks to be me. She had finished her human journey. Every moment I miss her, wishing she was still in this dimension. I miss her even though my heart and mind conspire to deny my loss. 3 months doesn't seem long unless you are waiting for the pain to stop so you can move the fuck on. You have to live life, baby. Don't let life live you. And the mango tree echoes the old lady's words because she continues to live life. In spite of the asphalt parking lot more than 150 years old, she has observed the human condition, watching generations come and go. And she is still teaching from beyond, reminding me all the while that energy does not die, no boundaries known. I see her more clearly every day, often while sitting, visiting, chatting and laughing under the mango tree. The pain hasn't gone away, and the tears fall from time to time, sometimes for no reason at all. Grief is a strange thing. Je vous aime, mommy. Hello, my dears, and good afternoon, and welcome to Conversations with Cleo. I apologize for my tardiness this afternoon, and we'll share part of the reason for that, but as always, I appreciate you all. I hope everybody is having a good Friday. There certainly is an awful lot of things going on in the world today, and so we'll just talk about that for a moment. Clearly, for those of you who are in the New England area, specifically Boston and its surrounding suburbs. So much love and healing and patience and safety to you all. I imagine for the business owners as well as people just moving about their life are a bit frustrated at the fact that they have
essentially put the city of Boston and its surrounding suburbs on lockdown. A lot of events took place in the middle of the night surrounding the two individuals that have been identified as the alleged bombers of the Boston Marathon. Probably about 30 minutes before I got on the air, there was an interview with those two young men's aunt who lives in Canada, and she is an attorney. She had some very interesting things to say, but one of the things that I found most interesting is that they did flee a country, a part of the Soviet Union in the past, and places where things were still very alta ara, Chechnya and other areas, and some of the words I won't even pretend to be able to pronounce. And she said she feels like her nephews have been set up. And she said she knows what it is to be set up. She went through that a great deal before she fled the area for safety to Canada. And it is quite interesting, just some of the vibrations that she was feeling. And it is also interesting that many of the people that knew the younger man speak very highly of him. So it seems quite out of character that these events would be assigned to these young men. My disturbance, with all that is going on, is that I sometimes still feel that the media, in their attempt to tell the best story or get the best ratings, I certainly feel that they can exacerbate the situation that is already quite charged. And then many of them are speaking directly to this young man. And I don't know that that is of any benefit. And then some are calling him names. And, and I guess maybe some of you are saying, well, why wouldn't we call them names? And my whole approach is still that we need to be patient in this vibration where everything is so reactionary, and we can need to continue to send healing and love and protection to the families who are associated to the first responders and the police officers and all of the rest of the militia that is out there, as well as to those of you who are parents who have children attending universities in the area. Sending out, just as much positive energy as we possibly can to an energy where the negative seems to have taken hold. And beyond that, I am going to wait for more information. Certainly, I am fully aware that things can run amok in the media. And then more times than not, they have to come back and recant and then tell you something different. So that's probably as much as I'm going to speak to the vibration in Boston. However, for the inhabitants of the Bostonian community and its surrounding suburbs, I wish swiftness to the end of this situation. For all of you, and safety for all involved. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to check in with you all and update you on my grieving process and what's going on with my family since the crossover of my sister-in-law, Deb, a little less than 2 months ago. Right back.
Passion for Paws, a nonprofit with a new approach. They believe in assisting disabled, elderly, or family members in financial crisis to keep their canine family members within the home. Passion for Paws truly understands that our dogs are members of the family, and no one should ever have to make the difficult choice to let their canine family member go because of an unforeseen event or crisis. Ava Rose, Executive Director at Passion for Paws, is looking for volunteers, foster home, vet care services, and sponsors of pet food drives. She is a gentle and committed spirit with a passion for paws. You can visit her at www.passionforpaws.info. You will find all of the pertinent information, and there you can donate your time or your money. Once again, we thank you, and the dogs and canines that I know personally, thank you as well. OZO2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.OZO2USA.com. That's OZO2USA.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, OZO2, for keeping the planet in mind. All right, darlings, I'm back, and certainly those of you who listen to me on a continuum know that my voice probably sounds a bit off, and so I appreciate the attention and the love. At 4:30 or so this morning, I woke up out of my sleep, had to go to the bathroom, and for some reason, I felt the need to come and check my phone, which was charging in the kitchen dining room area. My bathroom is right across the hall from the bedroom. And I saw a number with an area code that I did not recognize. And typically I perceive that to be, you know, wrong number. Bad number, you know, whatever, bill collector, you know, somebody trying to sell you something, whatever the hell, because I didn't recognize the number. And so I saw that there was a message, and trust me, at that time of the morning, I wouldn't have typically done that, but something, you know, just said, you need to check that number. And it was a voicemail from my, from a friend of my brother's and my sister-in-law's that basically told me that my brother had had a heart attack. And that what hospital he was in. And that he was not doing well. And I got to tell you, I wasn't awake. And you know how you're still kind of foggy in the morning time. But I knew it wasn't a dream. And I had to sit for a minute, you know, and kind of wrap my head around it and wrap, you know, kind of. So I went and I got in the shower and I got out of the shower and then I went ahead and I called the hospital. And spoke to the nurse in ICU that was tending to him, very nice man. And they certainly, you know, they have to verify that you're a family. But, I mean, at that point, your brain doesn't work real well. And, you know, I asked you a series of questions and half of them I couldn't freaking answer. But, you know, I answered enough of them that he was able to give me an update on my brother, and
he had an emergency surgery yesterday evening. He collapsed at work, and from there was taken to the emergency room. CPR, you know, the whole regular. And the nurse said to me that they will be doing additional tests to find out what was the cause of the heart attack, because the arteries did not appear blocked enough for that to cause the heart attack. And the phrase that the nurse used is said, so more than likely the heart attack is a result of the electricity of the heart. And that's actually a thing. And, you know, in the coming weeks, I'm hoping to be able to have some energy to go down that rabbit hole, you know. They did this procedure. Anyway, I don't want to talk about the procedure. What I did want to talk about is that, and I'm sure those of you within the sound of my voice have either experienced this or known family members that have been through this, but typically when you have a couple that has been together for a really long time, right? When one dies, within the year, the next one can go. And so people can indeed die literally of a broken heart. And I got to tell you, I know that the memorial a couple of weeks ago for my sister-in-law was just too much for him, you know? It was just too much. I don't think he wanted to do it. I don't think he thought it was going to bring him I just think it was really hard for him. And he had spoken to that. I talked to a mutual friend, and she wanted to know, and you know, who was, you know, going to, you know, take care of him when he gets out of the hospital. And I don't know. I think that maybe my brother may decide that he wants to go be with his wife. You know, it happens like that sometimes, you know. I don't know. He was lost without her. You know, 40 years this year. And I don't know a more beloved couple than them by the people who made up their community. I was talking to a friend this morning who said, well, you kind of sound resolved to it. And I said, I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about it prior to this. I'd be lying if I said I didn't have a dream. I'd be lying if I said that, you know, I didn't see it coming. But there are times when I would celebrate to be wrong, you know. And between me, you, and the microphone in front of me, I want to be wrong this time, you know. I want, and that's just me being selfish, you know, I want my brother to stay out of pure selfishness. But if I think about my brother and I just love him, then I want him to do what he wants to do. And if he wants to be with Deb, then I'm all over it, you know?
only one more person in my head. But I thought it was important to come and talk to you all, because with the first show that I did on the 27th of February, I promised you all that I would go through the grieving process on the show in an attempt to reach out to anyone out there that is struggling with loss of someone that you care very deeply for. I think my brother is a funny man because, as I told you before, he really didn't really like to talk about the metaphysical and the things like that. I don't know. I say to myself, I wonder if he figured it out and said, "Ooh, okay, this is how the magic works. I'm going to go and be with my wife." I make that up because I think it makes me laugh. It's okay, LaVan. I'm fine. When you say goodbye to anyone, it's not goodbye, it's just goodbye here in this third dimension. You know, you all remember I said that I'm just going to see it like that moved really far away. And if that's the analogy that I use, then why would she move far away without my brother? You know? And so I guess it makes a whole lot of sense. But at the beginning of this week, too, I had a friend who moved away from Lake Worth. And I miss them like the Dickens, too, you know? And so it's just been a long week. it's been an intense week. You know, in the world, it seems, on the planet, everything from North Korea to Boston to the things that we all navigate in our personal world. I'm glad it's Friday. And I'm also glad tomorrow's 420. And on that note, I'm going to wipe my face and run a few commercials, and I'll be right back.
Bednar's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 U.S. 441, Boynton Beach, Florida, 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website, www.bedners.com. Dog Pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from Grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog Pack Snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Coco tested and approved. Coco is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Coco and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at Dog Pack Snacks.
Okay, how funny is that? See, that's what happens. You can't hear me. Commercial stopped. I'm just a hot mess today, clearly. Let me go back out and say much love for all of the tweets and the heart and support. I receive it directly. I get it. I appreciate you. EJ Baby, you are a madman. You make me laugh. You are so funny. Welcome to all of my new Twitter followers. I appreciate you. I appreciate the exuberance that you are expressing at the locating or finding. I was never lost, but all of that. Saturday, April the 20th, that date means a great deal to a great many of you out there within the sound of my voice. 420 is the day that cannabis is celebrated here in America. Now, this is not an official holiday. There will be no closing of municipal buildings. There will be no parades, at least that I'm aware of. No, Washington State and Denver, or Colorado, rather, they may have a whole another something going on. I don't know. I know that I did want to bring to you all's attention. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago about some very specific events and concerts and some very lively things going on in Colorado in honor of the first annual, cannabis celebration, i.e. 420. And so I believe that it begins tomorrow and will run the whole week. So very, very interesting goings-on. If you're out there, no, don't send your Twitter handle. Just, send me telepathically what you'll be doing on 420 if you think it'll be fun, if you think it'll be delicious. And for those of you who are like, Miss Cleo, what are you talking about? It is the celebration. It is marijuana holiday. It is the con holiday. It is the holiday of the green. It is the holiday of one of the most medicinal plants on this planet. And yet it has been demonized. It has been outlawed. If you do your histrionics, if you do your studying, you will find out that many of our founding fathers were hemp farmers. First and foremost would be George Washington, the first president of these United States was a hemp farmer. In many other countries, it is still respected and utilized and researched as to its assistance with any number of diseases, and I am talking about cancer, I am talking about MS, I am talking about Alzheimer's, I am talking about any number of diseases, epilepsy, where it has been proven time and time again that cannabis and its properties are healing. Cannabis and the specific tea chemical in the cannabis actually does the very same thing that chemotherapy does. It cuts off the blood supply and it kills off any kind of life to the tumor, and then the tumor dies. Done deal, plain and simple. Pain management, that is not a farce. That is a very, very, very real dynamic. Understand, any pharmaceutical that you ingest, whether it's via something, the doctor putting something in your veins, or that you take orally by mouth, has to be processed by your liver. Those things are very foreign to your liver. They are very foreign to your kidneys. And more times than not, the damage is so extreme on those two key organs that moreover, will kill you the residual of the pharmaceuticals rather than the actual disease. I know for a fact that while my father navigated leukemia, he smoked regularly and continually, and they were quite surprised at how long he lived. with the leukemia. And then here is the rub, and one of the reasons that I am not always most comfortable with hospitals is because he was still navigating the leukemia, alive, living, celebrating life, and then he went into the hospital, wasn't feeling his best, and contracted meningococcal meningitis, and that's what killed him. It was not the leukemia. And it left me, that in and of itself left me very angry for a long time, because I would have been fine to accept that he died as a result of leukemia, but I was not happy that he died as a result of someone not doing their job, meaning not cleaning something up. It's an infection. Somebody didn't clean something. Somebody didn't do something, and I didn't know who that somebody was to even be angry at. So I was just mad. But my daddy had lived almost 10 years with his leukemia, and I knew he was tired. And from the, you know, it took 4 months for him to cross once he was tired. The same thing with my Dundun. I knew she was tired. She had told me. We had had very earnest conversations, much like Deb and I. And I knew she was tired, and matter of fact, she said to me the second time they put her back into the hospital as a result of a surgery I don't feel that she needed to have, but whatever. She said, "I'm not coming out this time," you know, and I don't argue. Well, I didn't argue often with the old lady. And she didn't. And I knew she wouldn't. I didn't want her to have the surgery in the first place. But, you know, doctors can be convincing. And not to say that they don't know or they don't understand. It's just that I certainly think that we all have an opportunity to, you know, I personally think the old lady knew she wasn't coming back from it, and I think that's why she conceded to it. So everything happens for a good and wise purpose, even if we don't understand it, even if we don't like the way it goes, even if it doesn't factor into what we had planned, right? They say, how do you make God laugh? You make plans. And I'm good, you know, I'm okay. It's been a lot. It's been a lot. So when you find yourself going through things like this, those of you who are navigating loss right now, you know, and even if you've been navigating it for 6 and 7 years, don't beat yourself up. Don't nothing get over. And who the hell is going to say how quickly anything moves through your soul, right? You know, somebody wrote a book and said it takes 2 years. My brother said to me in one of our conversations, he said, I don't have any fucking time for this. 2 years, I don't have time for this. It's a very earnest, straightforward kind of, y'all think I'm straightforward, you ain't seen nothing. But you know, I'm sending out love to him today just to let him know that, boss man, no matter what you decide, I back you up 100,000%. And I love you. My brother would appreciate it, the 420 holiday, just as I do. And so I don't care who knows it. Kiss me back foot. You know,
you start to lose enough people in your life and you start to recognize how much of the bullshit you bother with, and then you decide, I don't want to bother with any of it because I really just want to spend my time celebrating the people I love, celebrating the right now. My partner had planned today to go and visit with her youngest grandson, and she didn't want to go because she was worried about me. I said, I'm okay. I said, go and visit that grandbaby. You know, go visit that grandbaby. Because that's the other thing, when you start to get past 50 plus, mortality is an interesting journey because, you know, a lot of people who start crossing over and headed back for whatever galaxy, you know. And both my sister-in-law and my brother are younger than my partner. Just by a few years, but they are. And I told her, go enjoy your grandson. Come on, man. Life is short. So I'm going to get off of this radio right now. But before I do, I'm going to tell each and every one of you this weekend, in light of all that's going on, take a moment, send that email, make that phone call. Take 2-3 hours in your day and sit down and do it, you know? And tell that person how much they mean to you. And on the flip side of that, if you're dealing with any amount of unnecessary madness, dash it away. Dash it away. And for the people who want to come at you with negativity, tell them, turn over Dessa. You know? And then get happy in your soul. Count your blessings. And then, you know what I love to do? Give yourself a hug. Because you really got to remember that the people who care about you and the people who love you, they need you to be well. They need you to be healthy. Mind, body, and soul. And for those of you out there that are grieving, you take your time. But remember, they're right there. You talk to them and tell them you want them to talk you through it. Tell them you need to feel them close. And then get out there and talk to your friends. Because I think a whole lot more of us believe like I believe and like my sister-in-law believed. And sometimes we're just too frightened to say it because we don't want anybody to think that we're crazy. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not crazy. They're right there. And the shock is what hurts. And the abrupt change is what hurts. And the fact that you feel powerless is what hurts. Deb is just fine. And my brother is going to be just fine. Whatever he decides, he wants that to look like. All right, my dears, I love you. And remember, spend all your time, all your energy, and all your love on the 50% of the people who do. Peace.
Thank you so much for dropping by today to join the conversation. I hope that you took away something new, and I hope that you go and share it with somebody close to you. You have been listening to Conversations with Cleo, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every week, live at 2:30 p.m. Be a part of the economic evolution. Visit me at conversationswithcleo.com.